This is Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall, episode number 22 for 20 July 2010. I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick. In this episode, Dr. Hall tells the story of a patient who suffered with fibromyalgia. Testimonial Tuesday is next.
UpperCervicalDocs.com.
For more upper cervical testimonials, please go to UpperCervicalDocs.com. And be on the lookout for a new podcast coming soon with all kinds of tips and tricks and ways for the chiropractor to market their practice online at UpperCervicalDocs.com. This is Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall. I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick. This is the show where we hear great stories about how people have been helped through the power of upper cervical, and I'm here with Dr. Hall. Hello, Dr. Hall.
Hello, Dr. Hambrick.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. So what is this number 22, right?
This is episode number 22.
I said this last week, but it's tough to believe that it's been that long.
I know. We got to keep plugging along. Excuse me. Well, what's your story for today, Dr. Hall?
I'm ready. The story I'm going to tell today is about a gal that was actually in my office yesterday. And obviously, that's what sparked my interest in telling the story. She's been a patient for probably 4 years. And another new patient that came in from dinner with Doc. Maybe I should do more dinner with Docs. but this gal, she's has five kids. And when she came in initially for a consultation, and about one out of five patients is my guess in my office in consultation, literally breaks down in tears because they're at the end of their rope. And this was this gal's particular case. She's only, when she started, about 34 years old, but she was at the point where she was so sick that taking care of those four kids was not an option anymore. And any of you who have kids know how much energy they take. But you know, there's more than just supplying, cooking food and doing laundry and all those good things. You also want to have enough energy to chase them around on the basketball court and so forth, and that's what prompted her to break into tears, was that she wasn't able to deal with her kids in the capacity that she would have liked to. And, you know, the typical fibromyalgia case, no energy, muscle pain, insomnia, dizziness, headaches, those sorts of issues. And let's see, she is a PIR. Her atlas slipped back into the right. I've never adjusted anything but her atlas. And she's gotten to a point, she's moved away about a year and a half ago, so she has about a 2.5 hour commute to my office, and she holds rather well, so she only comes in probably every 6 weeks or 2 months, and she's not adjusted even every time, even on that care program. But she knows when she goes out of alignment, because those old problems that she had start creeping back a little bit, but nothing in the capacity that she dealt with when she first came in. And it took, we put people on a 2 month care program, but within 2 months she was sleeping through the night. Her pain level was 70% better. She was able to run around with the kids, which she wasn't able to do before, and still have energy left over. And, all in all, as long as this gal's in alignment, she's 90% out of the problems that she had. And for any people out there who are suffering with fibromyalgia, even if you were told that someone could get you 50% out of it, you'd probably sell your house, your car, and all of your assets to get there, because it's not fun living with that particular condition.
Yeah.
But so that's this particular gal's story, and that's one of, you know, over 100 fibromyalgia cases, probably 200 that have run through the office. And that's probably one of a couple thousand that have run through upper cervical offices across the country. I think, yeah, Dick Holtz, just, didn't he? Oh, no, that was an autism thing that he just published. Didn't he publish something on autism recently? But I know that he's done some research on fibromyalgia, too.
I haven't heard anything.
I know just within the last month or two, he published something on autism. In fact, I think it was on the local news channel there. I can't remember. I remember getting an email about it. I know that's off subject of the fibromyalgia, but...
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Hall. And we will see you next week.
All right. Thanks for having me. Eat all your cherries from last week, or are they still kicking around?
We've gotten sick of them. Yeah, we got... there's this gigantic... Go ahead.
I was going to make a crude comment that I think your toilet has probably got sick of them.
Well, we've got this gigantic organic blueberry patch just around the corner from the house. And people come from all over the state all over this corner of the state to pick blueberries there because it's a U-pick. It's owned by some professor at the what is it called? It used to be called Southern Missouri. I think it's just Missouri State University. It used to be Southern Missouri State University. Anyway, right. He did a soil sample and determined that the soil was the absolute most perfect soil in the world for growing blueberries. And so he has this huge patch of blueberries, and it's only open on Saturdays once they ripen. So we got sick of the cherries, and now we're gorging on blueberries, and the toilet still isn't very happy.
Your body's happy, though.
Yeah. All right. We will see you next week, Dr. Hall.
All right. Take it easy.
This has been Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall. I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick. For more testimonials, please go to UpperCervicalDocs.com. And if you are a doctor and would like to have your own podcast to promote your practice, please go to UpperCervicalDocs.com and click on the Services tab. Be sure to tell your friends about this podcast, write reviews, subscribe in iTunes. The more people that know about the podcast, the more people will know about Upper Cervical. I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick. We'll see you next time.